Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
How is life these days?
That's hard to describe. By the way, the other day I thought I saw a picture of your parents. A
couple of weeks ago, there was a little video in my Facebook that got a bit of attention. It was my parents going down the street for the first time in 50 days. So my sister was there with a phone recording. It was very nice, very emotional to see them. So in Spain, there was a very strict shutdown, and especially with people older than 70, and both my parents are older than 70. So, and my sister was very, one of my sisters, the one who lives close to them, was very strict with them not to get out, and I'm very thankful for that, because I do want to see my parents again. So it was very emotional, and it was the first day, and then my sister was recording them because we asked, and it was nice. That's what you saw.
So you have this experience of seeing Spain. What's been maybe the difference between what you've seen happen in Spain and here, at least to this point? Of course, this is all changing day by day. But
you see many things the same way. I mean, they have the same controversies we have here, the same difficult balance between protecting people and protect and thinking about when do we open up the economy, because it's a huge problem also. I don't think anybody can deny that. So they've had the same issues and the politics of it, very similar to what's happening here. In Spain, I think it was over 20,000 deaths. So, yeah, it's been tough there also, very difficult. And as you know, my own uncle died of coronavirus. He was 85, and it wasn't the only reason, obviously. But it's been tough with our country.
All right. Well, how about we look at the gospel for this coming Sunday? We're in the sixth Sunday of Easter, moving ahead and getting close to the end of the Easter season,
which is Pentecost. And we are reading again from John's gospel, all of Easter, with a couple of exceptions. We are reading today John chapter 14, 15 to 21.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." We were chatting a little bit before we recorded. It's a short gospel, but now reading again, there is so much there.
Yeah.
You know?
There is a lot. It's a gospel of preparation for Pentecost, obviously. Jesus is announcing to his community, even before the cross, even before everything else, that there will be, that he's promising that the presence of the Holy Spirit, like a way to promise his own presence. What caught my attention this time, I don't know if you are familiar with The Lion King?
To some degree.
One of the songs reminds me this, I will be with you and you will be with me.
Oh, yeah. And I've never watched the whole songs, movie, so that's why I say to some degree.
One of the songs of the musical is about that, so I thought it was funny. And the other thing is that I have a question for you. Do you think when Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, I'll be with you, but he's referring to his commandments, not the commandments, correct? Do you agree? Do you see it the same way?
Well, of course, I'd say that those are the same. You know, I think when he says my commandments, he's incorporating what we would know is perhaps mm-hmm. the Decalogue, but his as well. So I would say he's perhaps using the term commandments in the broadest possible sense. That would be my take.
It would be interesting to see the grammar.
Right.
Which is one of the things I want to do when we check. Maybe he means the love one another and love God and then love one another. Like each time that people have asked him about the commandments, he builds upon them. Again, I need the disclaimer that I'm not calling for anarchy and that we start going against the Ten Commandments. But does he refer more to the his reinterpreting a little bit or building upon the commandments to be a little bit more specific about the obligations that our faith and our love for Jesus has towards other people? I'm not sure.
It's an interesting thought. When I've come across that line, I come to think more so whatever those commandments are, it's about a relationship with Jesus, but it's living that out in particular ways, mm-hmm. in particular choices, particular sacrifices that come up. Yeah, that's an interesting thought that you bring forward. Yeah, you know, here's the shift. Partway through the Easter season, we shift now and heading toward Pentecost. And so it's a preparation for Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, but a preparation really in the end for these people who've been with Jesus for 3 years now to truly go out into the world on their own, with him being with presence to them in a different way. And it strikes me once again how Jesus is rather direct in what he's commissioning them to do and giving them to do. There's no sense of negotiation here. It's very direct. Whoever follows my commandments, observes them, that's the one who loves me. In the end, Jesus' call to us is much more simple than we often make life. And I think you see it here as he's preparing these disciples.
I like that line, I will not leave you orphans. And I think you and I have discussed this before, how at baptism, for instance, we tend to pick that gospel where Jesus, the ascension, which we celebrate next week, Jesus promises his presence. Also, I will stay with you under the end of this age. And I think that's a very consoling thought for me, especially all during this time that this has been and it still is difficult, how the presence of Jesus has been very, very clear to me. I don't know if you've had a similar experience with more difficulties, sad things happening all along because bad things didn't stop happening. In addition, because the virus was there, bad things still kept happening, but also lots of good news and lots of a clear presence of Jesus, I think.
I agree. It's been an especially blessed time, something I'm still processing, as I'm sure that you are as well. Yeah, and that line stands out, I will not leave you orphans. And after the semicolon, I will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we appreciate, those of us who have a relationship with God in kind of a Judeo-Christian context, how that's revolutionary. That's a big deal. We don't have to kind of reach up into the sky to meet God. We don't have to depart from our bodies. God says through his son Jesus, I'm coming to you. Where you are, I'm coming to you. And that's unique among, I would say this officially or all, but among the major other religions mm-hmm. of the world, in which it really is about kind of a detachment from this world. And we go to meet the divine, to meet God. And even in the New Age movement, to some degree, Jesus says, right where you are, you know, in Racine, in Wauwatosa, in Milwaukee, I will come to you when we have that relationship. And I just think that's really revolutionary.
And that message, beautiful thought, yeah.
And that message, I will not leave you orphans. So when we hear, you know, that expressed a different way in a baptism, but here as well, but that's our call as disciples, is to communicate that message. And, you know, so it's not just about the commandments. It's not just about some of the things that I think we think about in terms of perhaps teaching, but this is a teaching too, to remind others that Jesus will not leave us orphans. And it doesn't come up a lot in the Gospels, so I think we kind of pass it over. But Jesus says, this, and then we as disciples need to tell that to others.
It's consistent with what Jesus has been teaching all along about the closeness of God the Father, I believe. It's that closeness that I think one of the most revolutionary, if you want to look at Jesus as a philosopher, that's of religion, that's the way, that's one of the most innovative things that he said, that there was a closeness to God that was not present in his society's understanding of religion.
Right.
If you had to preach only about one point today, which some people tell us that that's the right way to go, what do you think is calling your attention?
I'm not sure because, you know, when there are, as always, there are a variety of directions to go. I always have to really think about, so my particular community that I'm preaching to, sort of where are they at, you know, and what do they most need to hear? And it's been one of the struggles of being kind of physically away from the large gathering, the large assembly, is it's a little hard sometimes to be in touch with that. So I hate to say it, but my answer is I'm not sure. This is just very beautiful to pray over, I think, and to prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. What about you?
I think I'm being attracted to the idea that the Holy Spirit is a promise of presence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very important. How during this challenging time we've found ways to be present to one another in new ways. I think that's interesting. I think it's a good preparation for Pentecost, because next week we celebrate the Ascension. 2 weeks from now we celebrate Pentecost, and everything we do should be aimed at that preparation, I think.
I agree.
So I would be fine with what you preach. I think I will preach this.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good direction to...
You don't need to think about it. You agree?
I agree.
Very good. Should we gather again next Wednesday?
Yeah, let's do that, and we'll chat some more.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Take care.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.